Okay, today's daf is Daf Yotes, and we start on one of the very, very relevant contemporary sugyas today, which also happens to be very chomer in terms of the different approaches to the sugya, which is the question of what happens if you change your location on the 14th or 15th of Adar. Where exactly do you read? So the Mishnah begins, Ben Ir Shalach Likrach, or Ben Krach Shalach Li'ir. If you have somebody who's traveling, normally he lives in a year, which means that it's Parutz, and he would be reading on the 14th, but this year he's gone to the big city, the walled city, he's come into Yerushalayim, or the Ben Krach Shalach Li'ir. So you have the big city boy who goes out to the small town in Tel Aviv. It's interesting that originally Tel Aviv viewed itself as part of Yafo. And Yafo was in the Mukefet Choma. This is a shaila. And it's only after it became so they forgot that they're actually Tel Aviv that's part of Yafo. It's interesting. So, but in any event, so if he's a Ben Krach, Shalach Le'ir, so what defines his place? Imatid Lach Zor Limekomo, Korei Mekomo, Vimlav Korei Mehem. That's big help. The Mishnah basically leaves us so up in the air that there have been many books written on the meaning of those words. Well, we'll talk about some of them in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. But in any event, what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that it depends if he is going to be going back home or not. And going back home when? And when did he intend to go back home? And is it a function of whether it starts on the 14th or does it mean on the 15th? Is everybody defined on the 14th? Is everybody defined according to his own city? At what point is his das kovei? At the time that he left home, at the point that he finally made his decision? If suppose he does something differently than his original das was and he ends up staying, does that count more than his das? Or does his das count more than that? So on and so forth. What do we do with this? And we'll see in the Gemara, we'll begin some of the Shabbat. Umehechan kore adam et hamegina has been actually a completely different sugya, which was put together here. Where is the point that a person would read the Megillah and be yotzei by yedei kol batalon? Zulachatchila, certainly we read the entire Megillah. Rabbi Meir omer kula. Rabbi Meir says, even b'diavad, if you missed out any of it, you're not yotzei. Rabbi Yehuda omer, me'ish yehudi. As long as you start from those words that we have the minute that the tzibur reads, so then you would be yotzei. And we'll see what the base of the machlokas is. Rabbi Yosi omer me'achar hadavarim ha'ela, which was the coming to power of Haman. Omar Rav, lo shana ela she'atid lachzor b'leilei arba'asa. Now this whole halacha, Rashi learns the sugya as follows. This whole halacha that a ben krach, specifically, somebody who would have been reading on the 15th, has gone into a small city like Tel Aviv, and now the shaila is what's going to define his state. So we say, lo shanu, that if he's a 15er that went to a 14th place, and he's going to come back home, and it says over here, as long as he's going to come back home, he reads on the 15th, that's dafka she'atid lachzor b'leila yudalit. When do we say that he reads according to the place where he is? That's only if, I mean, where he came from. That's only if he's not going to be staying over. But ein atid lachzor b'leila arba'asar, even if he's going to be coming back home, but he's not going to be back home during the night of the 14th, then he would indeed become a 14er, and he would be korei imahen. So in other words, according to Rashi, we're only talking about the case of someone who's a 15er who went to the 14th place, and what defines it is, where will he be in the morning? If he's going to be back at night, he's going to be leaving that place, returning to his own city, so then enochinami, it doesn't matter that he's away, and he's korei kimakoma. But if he's not going to be coming back on the night of the 14th, then he becomes, in fact, a 14er. So that somehow or other, the morning after the night, that's what defines where it is he's going to be reading. Says Rashi, the same thing would be true in the inverse. So in other words, you have a 14er that went now to a 15er, and he's going to be back during the night of the 15th. He's going to be back home. Then he hasn't become chayev as a 15er. He's still a 14er. But if he's going to be staying over the morning of the 15th, then he becomes a 15er. he has to read with them. Now, that's reading an awful lot into the sugya. I mean, it doesn't say anything like that. It's just Rava just says, Lo shanu ela shatid lachzor b'leliyut. And in fact, many of the Rishonim learned very much not like Rashi, that Rava's statement is absolute. It defines both cases. The reasoning being, as the Rosh explained, is the Megillah does not discuss the din of a ben krat. Megillah discusses, okay, now yudim haprazim. Therefore, the only thing that needs to be defined is, are you or are you not a prazi on the 14th? That's all that counts. Therefore, everything is defined by where you were on the 14th, not where you will be on the 15th. So according to that, Rava is making a statement that defines both the Bnei Krachim and the Bnei Arim. So it doesn't matter whether you actually were a 15er on the 15th. What matters is where were you on the 14th. If you were a 15er, right, if you were a 15er on the 14th, so then you would still remain a 15er. Can I wind you up again? No, he did like a perfect imitation. Twisting doll and Furthermore, another question that rises here is when it says Atid Lachzor. I mean, nobody actually knows the future. The most we can know is what our plans are for the future. So what is the meaning of Atid Lachzor? This is also a big machlokas. Does it mean in actuality? In other words, retroactively, we now see what his din is. Or does it mean what his das is, as the Rif learns? If it means what his das is, there's a further big machlokas achreinim. What did the Rif mean when he said it goes according to his das? His das at the time that he left? His das at the time that it's during the night of the 14th? Even better. It's another interesting question, by the way. The guy is in Tel Aviv, and he's decided that he's not going to remain in Tel Aviv overnight. But he doesn't get back to Yerushalayim until after Zayrei. So, I mean, the whole world is by default Paruz, is it not? Or since he is a member of a city, that's sort of an interim state that doesn't define him. It's also not clear. And you can see there's a lot of issues that have been raised that aren't clear. The other question is, what's the meaning of Korei Imahem? Does Korei Imahem simply mean he becomes a Bet Koresh? And it's just to say Korei B'Yodalet. Korei Imahem, says the Raif, it means he can't go home until he reads. He has to read with them, because now he's become a Chuyav to read or with the Tzibor, as he has stated. Night is not Koveya. If he's going to be leaving only in the morning, so then what's the question about the night? What defines is the morning. Now the Shaila is, does he have to stay over until the Kriya? Or can he actually go back home and still be Kriya in his place? The Lashon Korei Imahem certainly sounds like he would be Korei Imahem literally. It's not a Yalat HaShachat that defines the morning. Omar Rava, Minoa Minala. How do I know this? Take a look at the pasuk. It says, Akena Yudima Prazima Yoshvim Barea Prasod. Isn't that a little redundant? Yudima Prazima Yoshvim Barea Prasod? I mean, obviously, if it says Yudima Prazim, what's the point of saying Yoshvim Barea Prasod? Is that not the definition of Yudima Prazim? Hakamashman, therefore, what the pasuk is coming to tell me is that Paruz Ben Yomo, somebody who is now, currently, Yoshev Barea Prasod, is called the equivalent of Yudima Prazim. So even though this is only a temporary situation, nonetheless, that becomes now the determination of his status vis-a-vis Purim today. Now, you'll note, says the Gemara, that all that this has done is defined that a Poros Ben Yomo is Nikra Poros. How do you know that the same thing would be true about a Mukaf? Maybe in order to be a Mukaf, the standards are otherwise. I mean, anybody can be a citizen of Tel Aviv, but to become a citizen of Yerushalayim is not so simple. Or of Lud? Well, oh, no. Ke'ech HaRashim? No. So what about that? That says, Rava, that's a Svarah. I mean, if a Poros Ben Yomo defines the nature of Poros, and basically the concept of Mukaf is mirrored off of the Poros anyway in the Megillah, it's not as if we have a different standard for Mukaf or a different Pasuk for Mukaf. So once we've defined the nature of a Poros, if that's the case, a Mukaf, I have a Mukaf Ben Yomo is Koroi Mukaf. Furthermore, says Rav, how about a Ben Kvar? Ben Kvar Shehalach Le'ir. So now you've got somebody who reads on the Thursday before. Now, the real Purim, let's say, is on Sunday. Does he read on Purim Sunday or not? It says over here, Korei Imahem. Now, it's not clear. Does that mean he rereads with them? Or does it mean he cannot read in his place originally on Thursday? What about if he changed his mind? and decided that he, after having already read, that now he's going to be in the city, is he Korei Imayim in the city? So Rashi learns that we're talking about over here, that he already was Korei. This is not a function of his Das. It's not the same thing over here about Das. It says that if he actually was present in the city on the 14th, then despite the fact that he was a Ben Kfar on the previous Thursday, so he might have been reading on the 11th, and was already Yotze Yeschiv, surprisingly, he would read again. So from here we see a Makor, and Tosis points this out. He says it's a little strange, but Rashi seems to be correct. I mean, that's what the Sugya seems to be saying, that he would read again. But what is the logic? And what is the logic? My Taima. And this is a very striking piece, because the Gemara says the logic in this is only because actually, Haikim in a year boy lamikra, this individual really is a Poros. It's just that the Rabbanan made a special din on the Kvarim. Rabbanan udi akilu ala Kvarim, kedesh yisapkur, mipneshim yisapkim mayim umazon lachem shebikratim. Where did they make that special kula for the B'nai Kvarim to read on the previous Thursday? Ani miliki ite bedufte. Only if that's where he's going to be. I mean, but if anyway he's going to be in town, or it turns out that he's in town, we're not going to be makil on him to get away with a kriya on the previous Thursday when his ikur kriya is on that day on Yudalit. So therefore, ki ite bi'ir kivnei ir boi lamikre. He therefore would have to read on that day. Now this is very interesting, because it means that the only excuse for rereading if you've already read is because mi ikra din, anyway your original reading was only a kula. But suppose your original reading was Mi'ikir Adin, such as a case where somebody was in Tel Aviv on the 14th and now comes to Yerushalayim on the 15th. Aliba de Rashi, that not everything is defined by the 4th court. According to those Rishonim, is that everything is defined by the 14th, which most of the Rishonim actually. Fine, he already had his Purim. The fact that he moves now to the 15th is irrelevant. But according to Rashi, which is the way most poskim pass in today, then he would now become chayev again. Would he read again, or is this only if he didn't read knowing that he was going to, does he read two times? The mashmot here is the only reason you're reading two times is because you were really chayev originally to read on the 14th, so you can't be semech on a sort of a compromise kriya that the Rabbanan allowed you to have by reading on the previous Thursday. But this is a day that you were supposed to read, the 14th, is an ikar day of kriya. Whoever heard of making two Purims? Is there such a thing as two Purims? It's interesting, because we're going to see in the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says beferish that there's such a thing as two Purims. And yet, take a look at the next piece. Ben krach shalach leir ben kach uben kach korei bimekomo kimekomo. Makes sense of this, says Abaye. It says over here that if a 15er goes to a 14er, it doesn't matter when he's coming home, he will always read as he would read in his own place. Now obviously that can't mean that, because the Mishnah says that that's not true. So therefore the Braita is certainly mishubesh. It doesn't make sense the way it is. I mean, clearly we got mixed up between the word ben krach and ben kvar. They both start with a chof, you know. Okay, so ben krach. I mean, certainly we know that there the halacha says beferush in the Mishnah is dependent on your return. Elolav ben kvar. Therefore, what it's saying is that a ben kvar shalach le'ir is determined by his own personal kriya, and he would not be kriya again. So, in other words, it's very clear in the machlokas here between Abaye and Rava that even in a case where there's a kriya that is a special kriya for ben kvar, then all Abaye is saying is, okay, but since the Rabbanan were metaken yud alef yud beis yud gimel, that's also an ikar yom kriya. What Shaykh talk about a compromise kriya. So you were korei, you remain read, you know, read again. To which the Gemara is deicha velafti rutzim. So you've already been made that the Braita is wrong. And you've already had to change the gears in the Braita. So why not go all the way and change it to what I say it should say? I say that it should say Koreimahem, not Koreimakomo. Now we're happy, right? Now there's no problem. So you see that the entire discussion here revolves around what is the status of Kriya to a Ben Kvar, because he's not reading on a normal day of Yudalin and Tetzvav. But certainly someone who read on a Yudalin does not read again on a Tetzvav. That seems to be given. Given
mentioned throughout the whole sugya here.
So some learn that Hinachinami, there's a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. From the Bavli, it's very clear that we would never entertain the notion of a rereading of the Megillah, except in this rare case where you didn't read either on your Dalet or Tesvav. But once you read on your Dalet, there's no such thing as rereading on Tesvav. That's crazy.
It doesn't come back.
Right. Here, once you yotzi your Purim, how can you be chayav Purim again? It's not Shach Paskin. There's many achron in the Paskin that way. L'maisa, Reb Shloim Zalman said to read again, but then to even say, but not to say Shachriyano, but even to say, well, yeah, so that's how he Paskin. Reb Pesach Frank Paskin otherwise, but these are recent questions, because they basically just came back into play with the resettlement of Eretz Yisrael. How often did they, you know, I mean, to get from Yafo to Tel Aviv in one day in time to go and come back, who ever heard of such a thing? This is a 2-week trip to Turia from Yerushalayim. You know, you had to wait until the next caravan. The caravans only went once every 2 weeks. It's a beautiful tourist book. And it's only like 100 years old. Amazing. 100 years old, a tourist book with actual names and rates of rent to Hamar and so on. Literally. You know, it says if you miss the next caravan to Tveria, there is a rent to Hamar store on such and such street. Make sure, however, you take with you enough bread and water. It's not a single stop in Yerushalayim and Tveria and so on and so forth. I mean, it's like amazing. This is just 100 years. Okay, I mean, how many of these shaylas came up before? It's like a new world out there. So some learned that it's a machlokas battling Yerushalmi. Others learned that the Yerushalmi was talking about a case where Dafka, you moved. Not that you were. You moved. So on the 14th, after Kriyas HaMegillah in the morning, but moving trucks came, and you moved to Yerushalayim. So now, there, you become not a Ben Krach Ben Yomo. You literally become a Ben Krach. So Hinachinami, at that point, you now take on a completely new identity, and you become Mechuyev. But in terms of the definition of are you Ben Krach or Ben Kvar, vis-a-vis Kriyas HaMegillah this year, that's something that ain't nothing on me. We certainly wouldn't, the Yerushalmi would have agreed with the Bavli that it's unheard of. And that was David Ryback on the phone, who called him. Okay, so we see that we have indeed very, very many issues that need to be taken into consideration. Particularly this question, which comes up all the time, what happens if you change your mind? Or what happens if you drank a little too much on the night and ended up staying in the morning, but you didn't intend to stay in the morning, and so on and so forth? What does it go according to? What happens, again, I mean, if you... The Mishabura is not at Lamaisa if you changed your mind, even maybe the riff would be right. If your initial intent was to be back home by the morning, and then during the course of the night you changed your mind, maybe that's also okay. I mean, even though it doesn't go according to when you were nanas or ended up staying. So if your intent before the morning was to be back at night or in the morning, maybe that would define it, even if it's you changed your mind from what your original intent was before you left. All right, but as you can see, don't ask your local Orthodox rabbi, because he won't have a clue as to what's going on. Me'eichan korei adam et hamegillah. So, where is it that we read the Megillah? So in the Mishnah, we have a number of shitas, either the whole thing from Ish Yudi, from Achara Dvarim Ha'ela, that's not enough. Shimei Bar Yochayet, from Balai Lahu, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, actually Kula Mikra Echadosh. What does this revolve around, this Machlokas? It says that Esther, Vatichtov Esther HaMalkah, Bat Avichayel, Eskol Tokef L'kayem Et Igeret HaPurim Hazot HaShemi. Now, if we read that what you're supposed to be Mekayim is the Tokef, which is the main part of the event, the Tokva of Purim, what would that be referring to? So Mandi Makula, if we hold, like Rabbi Meir, who says the whole Megillah, that's where that comes from. The whole Megillah. So it's part of the English language already. It's an expression. That's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. So he learns Tokvo Shalach Hashverosh. And after all, the whole Megillah is about Achashverosh. It starts about talking about the beautiful party of Achashverosh, and then it shows the great power of Achashverosh to place new taxes in the closing words of the Megillah, which must be very meaningful if the last thing we could think of to say after all of this Mordechai Yehudi is that Vayosim HaMelech Achashverosh Mas. So if that's the case, that's the Tokef. If we have to be the whole thing. Man yomra me ishudi, the tokef is the power of Mordechai. Tokfo shel Mordechai. Man yomra me akara dvarim ha'ela, tokfo is the tokef, basically. That's referring to Haman HaRasha. So now that Haman is about to be raised to his position of power and danger, that's the point that we read. Man yomra me balayla ha'hu, the ikar mitzvah is the tokfo shel Neis. We want to see when now things start tumbling into place and the key starts to fit. So that starts then.
I could say the miracles. It's all coincidences.
Really?
Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
He's right.
That is beautiful. That's great. Ravuna Amar Miach. Ravuna says they were arguing about another pasuk, and this is a very strange pasuk. Kol Tokef could refer to the gezera that was made, but what in the world is the meaning of this following pasuk? I mean, does anybody know what this means? Ma ra'u al kacha uma higia alehem. It's a weird pasuk. You read it, you're wondering what are they referring to. Kol divrei ha'igeret hazav. Ma ra'u al kacha uma higia alehem. Bunch of pronouns. Who are they? Who is that? Who is this? What does it mean? So ma d'yarmakula. Rabbi Meir says, the way to understand, everybody agrees, the way to understand this is an insight into the motivations, the events, and the results. So that's that. Ma ra'u. What was Achashverosh thinking? Shenishtamesh bekelim shel Beit HaMikdash. The Al-Kacha is the rationalization. Al-Kacha. Mishum d'chashiv shivim shana v'lo yifrik ha'ifruk. As we explained in the beginning of the Masechta. Umay gi'alayen. What was the result of that misguided thinking? The whole story of the party, the Kato Vashti, and so on. Mandiyama mi'ish yudi. Mi'ish yudi. The question, Mara al-Kacha, the big question, Megillah, is what in the world was Mordechai thinking? He's got to be out of his mind to do that, right? So that's Mara al-Kacha. That's the first thing you think of. What was he thinking? So Mara al-Mordechai dikni bohama. Al-Kacha must be the Shavi Nafshe Avodah Zarah, that he turned himself into an Avodah Zarah, which gave him basically the grounds to attack. Umaygi Alehem, and what came from this weird Mechudesh thinking, which turned out to be right, Tisrach Hishnisa. Miracles happen. Man Yomam Yachah Advarim Ha'ela. He understands the meaning is Mara'a Al-Kacha. If we're talking about Haman, so what was it that so motivated to be willing to destroy a Kol HaYudi? Well, it's Al-Kacha. Since Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh, that's all that it takes. Umayi aleyem v'latolu otoved banav ala'et. That's the result of that kind of thing. Man yomer balai lahu is Mara'a Kashverosh levi'et sefer zichronot. Weird story that all of a sudden he calls in to have the sefer zichronot note red al-kacha. It's all about the party. The zimante estela man bahadein. Uma igialayam Yisrachish Nisa. Amrav Chalba Varguria Amarav. First of all, the halacha is kedivrei Amar Kula. We pass like Rabbi Meir. But make no mistake about it. I feel the man yomer mi ish yudi. Tzrichashtei ktuva kula. We're not talking about what's in the Megillah. We're talking about what is read in the Megillah. So the Megillah's got to be a kosher Megillah written from Vayibi Me'ach Hashverosh till the end. Out of that Megillah, there's a machlokes in what to read. This we spoke about earlier, which was the reason we had so many problems understanding how you could be writing a Megillah and reading it at the same time, if it's just coming into being as you're writing it. So then the Charetzana had a kosher Megillah. Assuming that life is only a simulation, you always have this question. Is something, how far ahead does the simulation run? Right? I mean, is the Megillah really all there at the time that you begin to write it, read it? I mean, you'll never know, because if you look, of course, it's there because you look. It's a question of how broad simulations are. I mean, to run a simulation of every single particle in the universe, it would take a computer the size of Jupiter. So I don't know. Maybe they just run the simulation of what you're looking at. You're very small. Very small. I'm saying, yeah. But you only have to simulate. You're running an experiment. The simulation does your experiment, but doesn't have to do that to every supposed particle. Anyway, it's a question. Apparently, since you're Yotze for the kosher Megillah, it must be that it runs ahead. Otherwise, every Megillah would never be kosher, because you never know if it's there. Anyway, go ahead. Yes.
Another level, does
this relate? If people are sleeping. Wouldn't help.
And another level, if this relates to Moshe Rabbeinu's last book and his death, it's already written, or is it?
Oh, that's
Moshe Rabbeinu, Ra'u, and Alehem.
That's the way we're tarshing it.
There were other people who affected others.
No, but what were they thinking? Why should we say that other people were involved in thinking this? That's what it says. Not Ve'gi'alehem, but Ma'ra'u. Question, what was his Machshava? Yeah, the Machshavas were very personal. Good question. I think when we talk about historical events, we talk about them, or the powers that be, and what were they thinking? And even we do that. And I think on a historical level, it's really true. If we recognize that the forces that are expressed in a particular individual are historical forces, they're not really just that person. What
Tolstoy
was they thinking?
Yeah,
it's pretty common, I guess. Continues the Gemara. Amr of Chalba, Amr of Kamba Baguya. Amr Rav, I love what we said. Another minor. Amr of Chalba, Amr of Kamba Baguya, Amr Rav. Note that the Megillah is called two different things. It says V'nichtov B'Sefer, so it's obviously called a Sefer. On the other hand, in the Pasuk of Mara U'al Kacha, it says Igeret HaPurim, so it's called an Igeret. What does that imply? Nigrat Sefer, on the one hand, it's called a Sefer, Shim Tafra B'chutei Pishtan Psula. If it's going to be a Sefer, it's got to be like a Sefer Torah. You can't use, according to Raman Diyama, a non-animal thread like Pishtan to tie together the Gilyonot and the Sefer Torah. So here too, the Megillah has got to be tied and sewn together using animal sinew. And on the other hand, it's called a Negeret. So although perhaps a Sefer Torah may need to have sewing all the way up, some learn. So if that's the case, here it's only an Igeret. And im hitil bashlosha hutei gidim, sheira, if you just put in three little stitches, it would be kosher, says Rav Nachman, on condition sheyu mishulashim. They need to be mishulashim. Mishulashim, a big, big machlokas that we find in a lot of places where the word mishulashim is used. And one of the rayas does this brings the Rashi's approach over here, is the Arei Miklat. The Arei Miklat are Meshulashim along the two sides of Eretz Yisrael, parallel to each other. Over there, Meshulashim means not that they start at the bottom and the top, because they don't, but that the distance between the southern Gvul, the city number one, is equivalent to the distance between one and two, which is equivalent to the distance between three, which is equivalent to the distance between three and the northern Gvul on both sides. In which case, that's what it would mean over here. You don't start at the end of the Megillah, which we already know why not, because it's terrible. That's the sugya later on. You start the same distance that you're going to have between the three tefillot. This is how Rashi understands. Others learn, indeed, it means mishulash, one at either end and one in the middle. The Rambam has a completely different approach, and he says mishulash means each ring, one of those ring binders, you have a triple ring binder, but each ring has to be mishulash. In other words, you need three stitches in the middle, three stitches at the bottom, and three stitches on top. That's the meaning of mishulashim. Omer of Yirah Mashmu, HaKorei, if you read a Megillah that's part of Tanakh, you're not Yotze. It's only if it's not clearly a separate Igeret. But if it's Bechasrum Yat Rapurta, if, let's say, the cloth sticks out a little bit beyond the other Megillot, you see, you have all of Tuvim together, Tanakh. And the Megillat Esther is clearly a separate book because it's either a bit shorter than the rest or juts out beyond the rest, so the cloth is bigger or smaller. And that's okay. Let one by. Levi Bar Shmuel was reading in front of Rav Yehuda the Megillah Ktuva Ben Ktuvim. And Rav Yehuda said to him, Harei Omru HaKorei B'Megillah Ktuva Ben Ktuvim Lo Yatsa. And indeed, Zomer Rav Chiya Bar Abba Omer Rav Yochanan HaKorei B'Megillah Ktuva Ben Ktuvim Lo Yatsa. But then he goes ahead, Umochu LaHamocha. He bashes it right there in the brain and ruins the whole power of his own Shmua by saying, but that's Tafka, the Tzibur Shah. It's only in the Tzibur that this is true. But B'yochid, there's no problem. And many learn that this din of Tzibur is a function of the halakha of Igeret. And the meaning of an Igeret is something that is read out to people. So that this minhag of spreading out in the Megillah is therefore, even though it's only brought in the Gainim, it's brought in the Tshuvas HaGainim, there's no, and that's how it became a minhag all over. It's a big question about whether one is supposed to do that if he's reading B'yachid. So many learn that that's the same halacha as over here, Ktuvah ben Ktuvim. Why do we spread it out? The same reason. What's wrong with the Megillah Ktuvah ben Ktuvim between the Tzibur and the Yachid? So either, there's a number of approaches. Either a Tzibur is the Iker Mokum of Persumenis, and therefore you have to show that this was unique. Or in a Tzibur, there are people who are going to think that it's a thing, it's a big Tzibur, nobody really knows what's going on. They're going to think it's a kind of Haftorah, not realizing that it's a special Megillah. Or it's the that this was written specially for them to be read. But it's all dinim of Tzibur. Many learn that that's because the halacha of Igeret is that piece that is meant to apply to the Tzibur, because an Igeret is a proclamation that is read out to the Rabbi. And therefore, this din doesn't apply b'yachid. But if that's the case, they bring a raya from here, that spreading out the Megillah also wouldn't apply if you're reading it in your own home. Because that, why do we spread it out? Because it says Igeret. And an Igeret is usually not a scroll, but it's spread out in front of you. So therefore, in your own home, we don't treat it like an Igeret. you should know that there is also a very important Brit Rav, which in truth we've really seen already Merumas in Tosfos. Remember that Tosfos is Bechalek much earlier between Megillah that is written in another language. He brings a raya, but it says it's not Batamis Yadayim, which is Mashmit Nakosh. And the Halachim, which we said, Giptit Legiptim, and so on, which is Mashmit, it is Kosh. So Tosfos was Bechalek by saying that there's two dinim in the Megillah. There was our first Brisker indication on the Mishnah. There's a din of Megillah, which is kosher for Kriya. That's one halacha. Then there's a din of Megillah, which fits the rules of the Kiddush of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's another halacha. The Brisker Rav takes that a step way further, because he brings a contradiction. Over here it says very clearly that Mordechai v'Esther Kotlu, they wrote the Megillah, and they went ahead, and they sent it around, and this was the Yeret HaPurim HaShini, so on and so forth. And yet the Gemara in Baba Basra says that Anshik Neset HaGdola, with the Kamed Aviyim, the same formula that we use when we talk about the Mayav Esrim Zkenim, the Anshik Neset HaGdola, they were the ones who wrote the Megillah. So he uses this distinction to explain a Rambam. Rambam does not bring the halachas that we had earlier about the Vav Vaizata, the way to write the Aseret B'nai Haman one on top of another, the Dinim of the Shirei doesn't bring it. Everybody, well, how can this version Gemara? You can't just leave out that halacha. So he uses this to explain the Rambam. The Rambam is explaining the din of a Megillah. He's not explaining the dinim of the Kisvei HaKodesh. That's a din in Hilchot Talmud Torah, where in terms of Chamisha Klum Shetairah, he brings the halachas of Chaseres, Yeseres, Parshas, Sukkos, and Tumas, and not from the entire Tanakh. The Megillah is part of the Tanakh. In terms of how to write it as part of Tanakh, this is how to write it. Okay. What's it, Negeya? There's no kosher Tanakh or non-kosher Tanakh. That's the way to do it, but it's no halacha, it's no Negeya. For Kriyas HaMegillah, we never find that those are dinim in Kriyas HaMegillah. A Megillah is a piece of cloth that has a story written on it. It doesn't have any particular surah. Because of that, that's the whole point. When it came to the halach and Baba Basra of making it part of Kisvei HaKodesh with all of those other dinim, betames hayadayim, how it needs to be set up, that was on Shikta Zagadayla. They have to be defining whether we view it as part of the canon or not. Mordechai and Esther can't do that. They can write it. They can't tell you what to do with it and what its status is. That's what she says, Kitvuni Ledorot. I wrote it already. What she's saying, Kitvuni Ledorot, I want it established as part of the Kedusha of Ketiva. Now, that's a separate thing. That took time, and that only took place, this is by Rashi's Mashmur Baba Basra, after the return to Eretz Yisrael, the building of the Beit HaMikdash, with the perspective of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. We now see this as part of a fundamental change in Jewish history. It becomes part of the story of Tanakh, of Nach, and just like the other Nevi'im, Iksevim, that give us, and Doros, 1,000 years from now, people need to know this. They made it part of it. But Eino Chinami, for Kriyat HaMegillah, we have a completely different halacha. So, I mean, the same thing may be true over here. Megillah that's Ketuvah Ben Aktuvim is perfectly okay in terms of the kashrus of the Megillah, the ksiva of the Megillah, the way that it's part of Tanakh. But when it comes to this halacha of reading a Megillah, it's a whole different deal. Reading the Megillah indeed has to be like an egeret, and that's a different halacha, and therefore it has these particular
They didn't write any words at all.
Right, right, exactly. To continue. The Omer of Chia Bar Avam Rav Yochanan, once we're already on the topic of Chia Bar Avam Rav Yochanan, Shiur HaTefer, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah, leaning a little bit on the edge of a page of a Sefer Torah, between the pages, that is not sewn, is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah. But then Mokula Amok, and then he smashed it right in the brains. And he said, well, I tell you the truth. It's Lo Amra L'Kadesha Lo Yikara. It's pretty logistical, but make sure everybody keeps it as if it's Halok Rosh Mishina. V'yom Rav Kiyah Barav Amr Rav Yochanan. Imole Nishtayr, b'maharash amad ba Moshe v'Elio, kimale nekev machat sitrit, lo yu yukholim la'amod b'pnei ha'ora. If there had been left inside of that me'ara, which is Harei Makom Iti, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu inserts Moshe into a cave that doesn't have a door, basically, and in which there's a place now that he's going to be over where Moshe will be able to get a sense of the light. But, as Rashi says, v'sakoti kapi, I will cover you to make sure that the light is attenuated, because if he had been exposed directly to that light, lo hayu yocholim la'amod b'pnei ha'ora, they wouldn't have been able to continue to exist. Shenemar ki lo yirani adam vachai. Can't continue to live. It's a big problem that Sims have. The moment they figure out that they're just simulations, they sort of pop out of existence. So, I mean, you don't want that to happen. If you see too much of what the world really is, so then you no longer exist. And by the way, Elio, even though Elio got into there, how did he get in? He was told to go in, but he went in because that's what Amadala asked me. So there, the Balak Abolek went. Once Moshe Rabbeinu was put in there, so in a chinami, that created that time for there to be a possibility that Ma'ara was accessible to any Navi when invited. So he too was in there, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected him. What is the meaning of saying that the luchos that were given to Moshe had everything written on them? It says Shnei Luchot Avanim, and Aleihem Kechol HaDevarim Asher Dibir Hashem Yimachem Bahar. What is Kechol HaDevarim? What is the Chof? I mean, it could say Valeim HaDevarim, which anyway I would have said is Kol HaDevarim. You're adding Kol HaDevarim, and then you're saying Kechol HaDevarim. I mean, it seems to be various Ramazim over here. So says Rabbi Yochanan, the Pshat is like this. Malamicher Eyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. All of the things that potentially were included within here, which were all the Dikdukim that could be made. So you have Dikduki Torah, which are the Ribuyim and the Miyutim. So every time it says S, what does S mean? Every time it says Gam, every time it says Ach, every time it says Rak. Dikduki Sofrim, to be Ma'ayin, to be Medaktik, why does it use this word here and that word there, which is the source of so many different halachas, and extra letters and so on and so forth, and the Kri and the Ksiv. Umasha Sofrim Atidim L'Chadesh, and also what it is that is going to be made new in generations to come. What could, that's the kichol, the things that were not quite there, but it's like those things. And that's the divrei shalom ve'emet. Ki amita shel Torah. So kichol advarim is, my new mikra migila. Isn't that exciting? If Moshe and Elio had been in that kind of state, probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken his hand off anyway. President? Hakok sharim lekrot et hamegila chutz micheres shoteh v'katan. And Rabbi Yehuda is machshir b'katan. So anybody can read the Megillah, except for a cheresh. Well, I can imagine he'd have a hard time reading the Megillah. I mean, since he can't talk. Obviously, we're not talking about the normal cheresh here, with someone who is deaf and dumb, the meaning of the word. But rather, in this case, it's got to mean somebody who can't hear, but he can speak. Normally, he has a din like everybody else. You don't need to be able to. The important thing over here is that he can speak. So why shouldn't he be motzi? Here it says he's not motzi. Shota cotton. Okay, I understand. Rabbi Yehuda, for some reason, is machshir bikatan. Okay, so let's try to see who we're talking about. Who is the author of the Mishnah? Man tana cheresh diavad nami lo. Now, for some reason, we're making an assumption, which the Gemara will challenge later on, that what we're talking about over here is even to be yotzi b'di'evet. It says, "Akok shirim lekrot chutz b'cheresh et v'katan." It means, and if they did, you wouldn't be out. Why we made that deal, we'll see later. So who is the author? Who would be the Tanu hold such a thing? Omer of Masna, that's only Reb Yossi. Tetznan ha-korei et shema v'lo yishmiya la zno yatsa. Reb Yossi v'lo yatsa. So here we see there's a machlokas. If you'd be yotze without being mashmiya la zno, Reb Yossi says, even b'di'avan, you're not yotze. So over here, the cheresh, since he cannot hear what he's saying, so he's not mashmiya la zno. If he's not mashmiya la zno, he wouldn't be yotze. Svi Pesach Frank has a beautiful shaila about a guy who normally wears a hearing aid, and he left off his hearing aid during the Kriyas HaMegillah, which he was reading for the tzibur. Whether the tzibur was yotze, fascinating question. He says he's yotze, but he was not. It did not in that particular kriya. Is a difficult truth, but anyway. Reb Yossi Omer lo yotze. Okay, says the Gemara. Look, it's all very nice to claim that the Mishnah is going according to Reb Yossi because you made the assumption that the Mishnah is saying, but even you're not yotze. Maybe the Mishnah is not talking about but even. Maybe the Mishnah is saying lechatchila. A cheresh shouldn't read lechatchila. Then it doesn't have to be Reb Yossi. So it says the Gemara, mimai Reb Yossi. What forces you to say the Mishnah can only work out of even Reb Yossi? And the Mishnah is referring that even b'di'avad namilo, you wouldn't be yotzi b'di'evan, and that's why it has to be Reb Yossi. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's Reb Yehuda who argues on Reb Yossi, and like he says, and lechatchila, it's only lechatchila delo that he shouldn't read, but maybe b'di'avad. happened? I mean, maybe the cherish would be motzi. Nah, come on, how could it be? I mean, it says over here, cherish dumi reshote v'katan. I mean, reshote v'katan certainly is not yotze b'diavad. So if it puts all three together, it means, just like dumi reshote v'katan, ma reshote v'katan diavad namilo, af cherish, it's referring to diavad namilo. I mean, does that make more sense to make it a klal? We'd make it a klal in the same way. No, not necessarily. It could be we want to be kailo the dinim, at least on one level, but maybe in terms of what would happen if you would read, maybe each one is different. So doma harkadita, each one has a different status b'diavad, even though they're similar in the lechatchila. Well, read the rest of the Mishnah. Kedektani Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, Bakshir Bekatan. How can you tell me the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and then have Rabbi Yehuda argue on the Mishnah in the end and saying, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's kosher Bekatan. If Rabbi Yehuda was the one who says that the Cheresh is not kosher lechatchila, and it's going to him, why is he intruding into the Mishnah? I mean, obviously, in the Klal, the Reish Alav Rabbi Yehuda. So it must mean that the Reish is not going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Huh? Says the Gemara. The Dilma. Now, this little piece over here is Rashi says is thrown in over here. This whole piece midomi reishin lepsula sefer lekshera and so on. This doesn't cut that out until Dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda. Indeed, the Bach takes it out. I'll leave it to Rashi. So Dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe the Mishnah still makes sense, even though Rabbi Yehuda says I am Akshav Kata, because the Mishnah basically is written shorthand. It's missing a piece. It's Yisurim Mechaser. Look, there are trei gavnei katan. I mean, we know there's a katan shehigia lechinuch and there's a katan shelo higia lechinuch. We've seen that all over. So maybe chisurim mechaser v'halki katani. Maybe the Mishnah should be understood as follows: Hakok sherim likrot ta megillah chutz v'cheresh shoteh v'katan. Now, those are all indeed the put together over here, and it means alibud Rabbi Yehuda. That lechatchila they shouldn't read, but when lechatam, at the moment of katan shaloyni alachinuch, avakatan shehigi alachinuch, maybe afilu lechatchila, because Rabbi Yehuda is makshir bekatan. Now, Tosis points out that since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we're trying to make the Mishnah as it work out. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why we're pushing it like this. Because in Brochus we said that the halachas I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Now we need to understand one. There's a very fascinating sugya that is central to the entire dinim of chinuch hakotan, because the mashmaut over here is that if the kotan is igia lechinuch, he can be motzi other people the chiyuv. Normally, we understand that a kotan is igia lechinuch is chiyuv on a parent, not a chiyuv on the kotan. So, what good would it be for the kotan to be motzi? He's not really chayev. We're just having him go through the motion, right? So there are indeed the Ritva and the Rashba. They say that Megillah is unique, not precisely because of what God says, but the same halacha. Sh'av hema yubo tagzira. The same way we said before. Noshim Mechayev. They're going to wipe out men, women, and children. So if that's the case, the Rabbonin, when they were Mechayev, the Kriya Samegillah, were Mechayev Kitanim in Kriya Samegillah. Now this is sort of tautological, because the Chachomim can only be Mechayev you, because the Torah says you're Chayev to listen to the Chachomim. But if Kitanim aren't Chayev to listen to the Chachomim, how can the Chachomim be Mechayev to cut and to listen, to do something, because he has to listen to them? So this is very problematic, and indeed the other Rishonim hold that Ein Achinami, there's no difference between Megillah and anything else, but the point is that where there is a Chiyav Rabbanan, the Rabbanan viewed the acts of a Katan to be the equivalent of someone who would be Chayav, since the father's going through the motions with the Katan becomes now the act of a Katan of a mitzvah. And there'd be no difference between the case of Mikra Megillah and other cases. This is very nogea atosis's problem of a drabonon being motzi a drabonon. For instance, let's say you ate less than a kezayit, less than a kebetz. So you're chayiv now birkat hamazon, but only drabonon. A katan shigia lechino also ate and is chayiv drabonon. So now he should be able to be motzi and birkat hamazon. So if you learn that the din over here is unique to Megillah, it's irrelevant. If you learn that this is a general din, now it becomes significant. Introduces Tosfos a new issue. But wait. The chiyuv of if making a birkat hamazon when you eat only kezayit is a drabon. The chiyuv of the katan making such a birkat hamazon is also drabon. But then it's a drabon on a drabon. You can't have two drabonans being motzi, only one drabon. Right? So therefore, a katan that ate a full shear would only be one drabon. But we might see you where you're chayiv derabbanan, because it has to be similar levels of chiyuv. You see, this could get a little bit complicated. Okay, but in any event, this becomes now, this discussion on Megillah, I mean, Mikra Megillah, becomes central to understanding the nature of chinuch. I mean, I think the question, what do you tell a child? Tell a child, you know, you have to do this mitzvah, you have responsibility to do this mitzvah. You tell a child, it's important for you to do this mitzvah because one day you will be chayiv in this mitzvah. You know, it's a very different approach to chinuch. Or you just don't tell a child anything and take a hammer to his head. That's another approach.
Yes.
Yes, that's the sukkah now about the chayrish. We're just getting to it. So here's the question.
As it relates to here, for example, in Russian, they're all boys on this, right?
Right.
But by a woman, she doesn't reach a cat.
Oh, that's not true. That's a machlokas. It's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi says in Erechin that a woman can be motzi the men mikra megillah. He's not machalik. There are other rishonim that say that she's only chayevet to hear the megillah. But they weren't machayever to read it. So, and therefore they make a nafkamina. And when a woman makes the brach on the megillah, somebody else is reading. If he already made the brach, he doesn't repeat it. So they say mishmoa. And the Gemara, instead of the Gro. But that's a machlokas. Right, so the Shaila is what were they machayev for the Nais? The only, there's two different dinner. There's the chiyuv to read, and then there's the chiyuv to be aware of the Nais, the Mitzvahs, and so on. Since women generally are not Korei, but Zivor, so maybe they were machayev women. That's what some of the Rishonim were. But Rashi says, Beferish, a woman can be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah. I can refer you to a number of congregations who rely on Rashi, Alok Alamaisa. No problem. Fine.
She has to be
bas mitzvah. Depends how you pass it, my goodness.
The chiyuv is
clear. Assuming there's a chiyuv on the cotton, literally, but then there's the same with the chiyuv that's on a man. What do you would be? Except it's the rabbanim, but over here it's for everybody, it's rabbanim.
But nobody says.
This is a question. Yes. Oh, yes. No, no. Everybody. No. Indeed, a cotton, according to this, could read for the tzibur. The question. I mean, it depends how we pass it here. But I mean, enochin ami b'diavad. There have been many piskibana halachas in places where they don't have anybody who knows how to read properly. What's better, to have some shmo read the way unfortunately I have in there, and he's a gadol, or to have a cotton read who's a bucky from Zilberman and he knows how to read? It's a big shaila. It's a major passage. A cotton can read. What? No, but he has a chiyuv. Somebody else can read for him, like other mitzvahs. You do it. That's his reading. That's the point. That's his reading. Because otherwise, I'll ask you like that. The cheresh who doesn't hear. So, but the people he's reading for do hear. If he's going through the actions, then it's a kriya that is a shmiya. So what's the nafkamina? For me, it's hearing, and he's doing the reading. So why is his reading that he has to be hearing necessary for me? Uh-huh. So this of course now sort of cracks open that nut. How do we look at the relationship between the Shemaya and the Kirei? If we're saying it has to be that his Kriya is a kosher Kriya for him and I'm using his Kriya for me, then that would explain why he can't be Motzi me. But if indeed there's a separate Kriya for me to hear the Megillah from somebody who's reading it, I hear the Megillah from somebody who's reading it.
So obviously in order for me to somebody else in the midst. I have to
exactly.
Myself.
That's the point. Right? Yeah. That's the point over here. So you see that there's an Indian of Kriya. Right? But according to this, maybe in Akinami, Shmiya, maybe a woman would be Yotze. I mean, there's plenty of reasons to say otherwise. I'm not suggesting that's what
you need.
You know what? I think we should finish here. Because the next piece is a little bit complex and we need a fresh mind. An ear shalak the krak of enkrak shalak le ear. Rabbi Meir Omer Kula, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miyishiyudi, Rabbi Yosef Omer Meachara Devarim Ha'ele. Omer Rav Lashan Lashatid Lachzor Belele Arba Asar. Ein Atid Lachzor Belele Arba Asar Korei Imahen in Iskrach. Omer Rav Minan Minala Netanya Akena Yudim Aprazim Ayushvim Barei Aprazot Michtek Tiva Yudim Aprazim Lomadil Michtek Ayushvim Barei Aprazot Akamashvulan The Paruz even for the day Nikra Paruz Ashkan Paruz. I don't know, the same thing is true about a Mukaf Minalam Svarau. If a Paruz Ben Yomo is Koru Paruz, makes sense to say that a Mukaf Ben Yomo is Koru Mukaf. Yoma Rava Ben Kvar Shalach Le'ir, there for sure is Koru Imahem. My time. The truth is he really is Ben Yir. B'shis rabbonin v'dekil ala kfarim k'deshi sapku ma'im ma'zon achem shebekachim. Okay. When were they mekel? Anamilakeyayite b'duchte avakite b'yir. Then we're already given the ear boil of mikveh. Eitve abai. Ben krak shalach le'ir. Ben kach korekim mekomo. Now obviously that can't be true. Ben krak. So kataitach b'imatid lachzor. It's dependent on. El alav. It must be read ben kfar. No, we'll have to reach him at Taratzta. Go all the way, but today, Korei Imahem. Me'echen Korei Adam et HaMegillah. Taner, Shem Bar Yochai, adds another Shita. Balai, Lahu, Om Rav Yochanan, Kula Mikra Kadosh. Vatichtov Ester HaMalka, Mordechai Yehudi, et Kol Tokev. So, Mandi Yom HaKula, Tokvo Shalach HaShver, from beginning to end. Mandi Yom HaMish Yehudi, Tokvo Shal Mordechai. Mandi Yom HaMiachar HaDevarim HaEle, Tokvo Shal HaMan. Mandi Yom HaMiachar HaDevarim HaEle, Tokvo מבלי להות הכל של נס ובלי לא אומר מיוח מה ראו על ככה ומהגיע להם זה מה אני אומר כולו מה ראה חשבר שנשתמש בכלים של בית המקדש על ככה שום דקות שבעים שנים ולא יפרו ומה הגיע להם דקות הובשתי מה אני אומר מאיש יהודי מה ראה מורדכי דיקני באמן על ככה דשם מנף שעבוד אזורה ומה הגיע להם דיסרח יש ניסה ומאן דיומר מאחר הדברים האלה, למה ראה המאן שהתקנה בכל היהודים, על ככה, משום דמור לכם לא יקרא, אבל לא ישתחווה, ומה הגיע להם, ותלו אותו, ואת בניו על העץ, מאן דיומר מי בלילה, הוא מה ראה כשפר של אבי את ספר זיכרונות, על ככה, וזה מי תאסתר למן בעדי, ומה הגיע להם דתרקש, ניסה אמר לך, ואמר כמה בגורי אמר רב, הלכה כדברי אומר כולה, ואפילו למה דיומר מי איש יהודי, צריכה שתהיה כתובה כולה, ואומר כמה, ואומר כמה בגורי אמריו, מגילה נקראת ספר ונקראת איגרת, נקראת ספר שעם תפרה בחוטי פישטן פסולה, ונקראת איגרת שאם יטיל בה שלוש חוטי גילים קשר, אומר נקנו בלבד שיהיו משולשים, אומר רבי יונה משמור, הקורא במגילה הכתובה בין הכתובים, לא יצא. אומר רוב לא אמר לדה לא מחס, אומר יעצו פורט, מחס מיעצו פורט על לטלן בה. לוי בר שמולה וקורקורי תמיד רבי יונה במגילה הכתובה בין הכתובים, אמר לה, הרי אמרו, הקורא במגילה כתובה בין הכתובים, לא יצא. אמר רבי ברבא, רבי יוחנן, הקורא במגילה כתובה בין הכתובים, לא יצא. ומה כולה מוכה? בציבור שם. ואמר רבי ברבא, רבי יוחנן, שיעור התפר הלוך למשה מסיני, ומה כולה מוכה? לא אמרו לה, כדי שלא יקרא. אמר רבי ברבא, רבי יוחנן, אם מולי נשתייר במערה שעמד במשה וליאור, כי מולי נקד בחת סיטקית, which is just a thin embroidery needle, as opposed to the thick needles that are used for knitting and so on. Lo, you yukholim la'amod b'vnei ha'ora. Shinemekal lo yirani ha'adam v'chay. V'yom Reb Chiyah Barah v'am Reb Yochanan. Ma'y dekhtir v'alayhem k'chol ha'dvorim ha'shev didara ha'shem yimachem b'ha. Malamit she'er el ha'kadosh v'afol ha'moshet dikduke Torah v'dikduke sofrim u'ma sh'asofrim ha'pinim l'chadesh u'ma niyo nikra megillam. Hakol k'sherim l'krot ata megillah chutz b'cher ha'shet v'katan Reb Yehuda makshir בקטן. מן תנא חרש דיעבד נמי, לא אמר מס רבי יוסי בצד, הקורא את שמה ולא ישמיע לו עזרה, יצא רבי יוסי ולא יצא. ממאי דרבי יוסי ובדיעבד נמי לא, maybe it's רבי יהודה, אבל תתחילו את זה לא. הודי עבד שעתי גם, נה, רוצה גדאי דך, תנא חרש דביל שייט וקטן. מה שתה וקטן עזים בדיעבד נמי לא, אף חרש, מי זה חרש בדיעבד נמי לא? לא, הייתי מה הקדית והקדית, אה? מנקטני סייפה, רבי מאיר, and Rabbi Yehuda is Makshir Bekatan, the father Reisha, love Rabbi Yehuda. V'diyoma Kula Rabbi Yehuda, and forget about the middle part there. V'chrei Gam Nekatan Katan, V'chassur Mekasar, Ovi Katan. Akog Shreem Nekatan, Dami Gelaf, Kutu V'chere Shad V'katan. V'amed, V'arma Murem Bekatan, Shaloi Giyya Lachinov. Aval Bekatan, Shaloi Lachinov, Afil Lachat Fila, Shere Rabbi Yehuda, Makshir Bekatan. And that would work out, if it's only with Rabbi Yehuda.